The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. With Carl and Linda Bott, it's Tuesday. Linda is on assignment this morning. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. And, of course, this, the 10th here, this Friday, they're going to have an event starting at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to be a cigar tasting and much more. We'll talk about it later. But good morning. And Bad Bob, how are you? Here on the 7th of August, 2018.
Had enough of the smoke.
Coming in.
Man.
Whoa. Tell me about it.
It was thick. It was pretty bad. It was headlights on, can't see the sun.
Really? That, yeah. Okay, where you were.
Because couldn't see the red ball at all.
I walked out this morning, and I looked in, you know, I could see the first set of lights.
Yeah.
And maybe part of the second set from where we are here downtown, you know, overlooking the city. Yeah. It was difficult seeing the Cascade. So that's how thick it was.
Yeah, air quality is not good.
Oh, my gosh. Air quality is even worse than yesterday.
Yeah.
What is it? We're here with Ashley also. Esses. You know, it is. It's E-S-S-E-S-S. Isn't it? Esses.
Yes. There are three S's in my last name.
And for like a couple of years, I've been calling her Estes.
Yeah.
And she goes, Carl, it's S. There's no T in there. There's got to be a T in there.
You can call me almost anything. I'll probably
That's okay. You still haven't mastered the word Buenaventura.
Buenaventura? What have I been calling it? Benaventure?
Yeah.
You know what? You're right. Okay. And don't even get me started on hyperbole, because that's the first time, this is the first time I've ever pronounced hyperbole right.
In hyperbole.
What did I just say?
Hyperbole.
We like the color.
Okay, so I still haven't done it. Hyperbole. Like hyperbole?
Yes. Yeah. There we go.
Okay, I've got it now. For today.
So, Redding's AQI, which is the air quality index, is currently at 192. That is deep within the unhealthy range. At 200, it becomes hazardous. So, if you have your mask, make sure it's by your front door or it's on your front seat. You're wearing it, because if you're outside, you're going to need it.
It's the new Redding fashion accessory.
You know, I don't see people wearing it. I don't wear it, but I think
me neither. Yeah. I'm a terrible human being. But
if I was you, Bob, driving in the way you drive.
I meant to stop by Ace yesterday and wind up doing other things like going to the post office and walking the gauntlet.
What's ACS?
Ace. Ace
Hardware. They have.
That's a good place to find masks.
A dust mask is not going to.
No. These got
to
have.
This got to be N95 or one. Yeah, it's got to be N95 or N100 rated, and they're about $8. While we're on the topic of our atmosphere and all the stuff in it, widespread haze and smoke today, sunny and hot, the high near 104, just to make it a perfect day. 6 mile an hour winds.
But it doesn't get that hot here because of the smoke.
Yeah, it's bad enough, though.
Yeah.
That continues through tonight. Some clearing, low around 73. More of the same tomorrow, the high near 105. Then it tapers off a bit on Thursday. 99 degrees predicted for Friday. Saturday it moves back up into the triple digits. But this is it for the next several days.
It's not letting up, my friends.
No. Currently in downtown Redding, 71 degrees on the rise. And this report all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Don't blame them, but it's brought to you by.
It's the weather report is brought to you by, not the weather itself, of course. Shasta Gas Propane, Chuck and Judy Kinney down in Anderson. They do discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a better-known business, 365-3793. We got an update now, the 7 o'clock update. Ashley?
I haven't seen it yet. Let me look.
Okay. The other things that we're going to talk about is the Mendocino Fire.
Mendocino Complex.
It's now the largest. I just saw largest, but I saw second largest earlier. 425 square miles, over 300,000 acres. And get this. It was two fires that merged together, and it's growing. And they're saying the same thing that our guys have said. They've never seen anything like it, how it's growing like this. A weather scientist, a climate scientist in UCLA says, man-made climate change accounts for one half of the increase in recent California fires because of the heat. He doesn't say a word about the lack of any plans for keeping the fuel down, for thinning out the forest, for being able to clear areas around houses, you know, without fighting it for, without fighting a prolonged battle with bureaucracy because you can't, they won't allow you to clear areas around your houses, building in areas you should never build in anyway. There's just so many other things to this, and to make it as simplistic as it's a climate change problem is just sophomoric when you think about it. That, oh, no, it's because of, you know, it's the man-made climate change that's caused this. No. You know what? Climate change, you know, however you want to look at it, okay? We go through droughts. We're going through a drought here. But the way that we've handled or mishandled, mismanaged all of our logging and our brush and our any type of safety measures over the years has contributed mightily to this, and it's going to continue to happen as long as we continue to go by just use the same methods of environmental protection, quote, I shouldn't even say environmental, with lack of science and common sense protection of these fuel sources.
You could shut down every power plant. You could take every car off the road, and it would not make a piddly difference.
You know, not now. And not now, because the amount of carbon that we've just released into the air out of California by itself has, you know, it was probably the equivalent of every coal firing plant for the last 50 years. Ashley, have we got something new here?
Yes, this update came down at 7:03. We have 167,113 acres burned.
Well, they're getting their arms around it now.
Yeah. Yep. 47% containment, so we're almost at half. We still don't have an expected date for full containment. Residential structures destroyed has actually gone down by 3, so we're at 1,077. Commercial structures destroyed has gone down by 2, so we're down to 22. Other structures destroyed, outbuildings and the like, still at 500. We're at 1,800 structures threatened at the moment.
1,800.
That number's been, it's been around there for a while.
That's
now.
Right. It's been like that. The question is that with the fire that has grown so large over Mendocino. We just saw where a bunch of New Zealand and Australian firefighters came, 55 of them just landed. Some of them here, some heading over Mendocino. It's just going to be a matter of time, because if you look at page 2 of the report, and you'll see what the assets are that are fighting. We used to have like 4,600 firefighters out here. At some point, they're going to have to start pulling assets from this fire and try and push them over to Mendocino, because there's just 300, it's, what is it now, 300, the second, 425 square miles.
Yeah.
My 300,000 acres then, because we're at something like 254 at 163,000.
My wife met some of the Aussies and Kiwis yesterday as they got the training on how California wildfires are a little bit different than what they're used to, which they call bushfires down there. But it's winter down there, so they came up from the middle of their winter up into this, and some are not too...
They're not real happy?
Little rough, yeah.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I just wanted to make a comment when you were talking about the unmanaged forest and the extreme fires that we're having.
Sure.
It's real interesting when you hear about the number of acres being burned in all these fires. You sure as heck don't hear a whole lot of private timberland burning, do you?
Well, I don't know. I don't think they broke it down, but it's is it because you believe that they, because the way they've taken care of the private timberland?
It's the logging. It's the management of the forest. It's the thinning of the forest. It's the removal of the dead trees.
Well, I believe in that totally. I believe in that totally, that you've got to be able to manage the forest, that you should be able to walk through it, that the idea of getting rid of all this underbrush prevents fires like this. And, well, and the other thing it can do with a cogen plant, that you can take it and use that type of wood, chips and everything, and make power out of it.
Yes, they can actually take the chippers out into the woods and just make it a process out there in the woods.
Yeah.
If you want to see some beautifully managed timberland, go over to the Chester area and look at Collins Pine Timber.
Okay.
That is the best managed forest I've ever seen. It's sustainable. They've got generations and generations of timber still available on the same timberlands they've been managing for over 100 years.
Well, you know, I was driving through Wyoming and places back like that, and if you're driving along the road, it looked like a park in there. Along,
exactly.
Because they had been logged, and you could see through there. I mean, you could see for 100 yards easily, you know, from a road driving at like about 70 miles an hour on a motorcycle, and you could see back through there because they had managed their forest along there.
Right, we have to do something with removing of the understory.
And the thing is that
get rid of the fuel mat.
Yeah, but we need people in Southern California that do all the boating to actually recognize this and embrace this and say, you know what, if we want to prevent these fires everywhere, we've got to be able to clear this brush out. This manzanita is like it's gasoline. It's gasoline that grows every year, and then it comes back because it grows back in a terrain like this.
Hey, Chris, well, I think this is a great opportunity to get our prisoners and all the prisons and our local jails and county jails, get them out there and make them brush the wood. You put them on a chain gang if you have to.
Well, I'm not sure
there
about that. We could call it a clearing gang. How's that? Not
exactly.
A chain.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, change the name to a clearing gang and say we're here to protect the environment. All right,
well,
Chris.
I was a forester, and I worked for Simpson Timber over on the coast. And we had a couple fires get away from us on our controlled burns. And I'll tell you what, those fires aren't put out by CDF. They're put out by the convicts. Those guys work like animals, and they love it.
Well, it gets them out there, and you know what we do? We have people from prison in the jails are out fighting fires.
Well, exactly right. That's what's doing it now.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are doing it now. And I remember this was back in the late '80s. I was talking to one of the convicts, which actually I wasn't allowed to do, but I asked him, "What do you guys get out of this?" He goes, "We get a buck and a half a day."
Well, you know,
back then. The commissary goes, "I can get a pack of smokes and a candy bar." And he goes, "And I love it."
Okay. Hey, thanks, Chris. Thanks for the phone call.
All right.
Okay. Hey, yeah, we got to take a quick break here. You know, when you're looking at this, you're looking at the environment that we have and the protection. Oh, we've got to protect our forest. Well, everybody's for that, but you can't protect your forest by just not touching it. Oh, we'll let nature take its course. Well, we started fighting those fires, and then now we've got this underbrush instead of letting it just burn out before. And that when you have those kind of fires, they're controllable, and they don't take over like this. They don't run it. They don't cause fire tornadoes when you take care of these forests. All right, we'll take a quick break. It's like 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Pork tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Prawns, fried chicken, whatever you're in the mood for. Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading. Do you miss those dinners at Jack's when Mike always greeted you with a smile, a napkin, and always knew what your favorite drink was? Well, Mike is back.
Hi, this is Mike. Join me this Tuesday and let's celebrate old times.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly, and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Family, friends, and a close-knit community. Things that have always been present in the North State. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center's motto has always been, supporting local, we're all in it together. And in the wake of the devastating car fire, these words ring true. Joe and the entire staff at Orchard Nutrition Center would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to the men and women of our first responders and countless volunteers in our wonderful community. Many of the Orchard Nutrition Center family of staff have been evacuated. With varying hours of operation, Orchard Nutrition Center remains open. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center on Locust Street in Reading. From the Orchard Nutrition Center family to yours, we're all in it together.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Good morning, everybody. 23 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 7th of August, 2018. 64 degrees, going up to 104 today. Air quality index is extremely unhealthy. If you don't have your mask, your HEPA mask, put another mask over your face or a bandana and go down and pick yourself up one. And if you're going to be outside a lot, if you're going to be inside a lot, and again, like we talked, make sure the filters on your, you might want to start checking the filters on your air conditioners, the filters on your car, that are probably filled with ash at this point if you're driving around a lot out there. And if you have a swamp cooler, drain the swamp cooler, wash it off, wash off all the filters before you kick it back on again, because it's like the bottom of a cigarette.
Yeah, and that stuff is pretty caustic.
Have an ashtray.
Yeah, it's like, well, how do you make lye-so?
Yeah, we're going to talk about in a couple minutes, how do you get the ash out of your yard? And some people are, you know, washing it away. Well, it goes into the sewers, which goes into the water supply. But on how to, you know, and don't use, well, we'll get into that in a couple minutes. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know, Bastiani Arms been in the business 9 years now. Wow. John and Sarah Bastiani started it long ago at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. It's the only place I buy my guns personally is there at Bastiani Arms. Whether it's a long gun or a pistol, they have it. They have all the shooting accessories. They have classes on CCW. They have it all, and they have great customer service and integrity. Veterans, you get a veterans discount at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. I pushed somebody there, not pushed, but I told somebody that asked me questions last night, called me up, and going down there, they've got what you need. You know what? Life is still going on out there, and there's still weird people out there.
Even more.
You'd be surprised how many phone calls I get from people that are concerned about their safety. They've got a job that you wouldn't think that would cause a problem like this, but it does. And I get phone calls, and I offer up time, and hey, look, I'll be glad to help you with this, you know, all that. But it's weird, it's still weird out there, and it's maybe probably weirder since all the fires have happened. On a more positive note,
we have a bunch of days.
Yeah.
You know, there's national days. I didn't really realize. You know, I know there's Cancer Awareness Month and all that kind of stuff. But there's all these days. And Ashley brings them in every day. So what are the days
today? I like them because I think every day is worth celebrating, and you just get to celebrate something different every day. Today is National Night Out Day. So if you have a favorite restaurant, go visit them tonight because it is officially a holiday. It is Purple Heart Day. So if you know someone who won a Purple Heart earned a Purple Heart.
It's not won. Earned. They've earned a Purple Heart.
A Purple Heart. Acknowledge them. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, I won that.
I'm not military.
I got that one. I won that one.
Yeah.
No, they've earned a Purple Heart.
The round had your name on it.
Well, no, it was the one that said to whom it may concern that when it went off. Okay.
It is National Lighthouse Day and National Raspberries and Cream Day.
Okay.
These are all very important holidays to celebrate.
We got a text in here on our chat room that very bad news. Insurance companies are canceling fire insurance in Southern California. Now, I'm not sure they're canceling fire insurance or they're just taking a look at it, but they're looking at where people live. And in this case, what they're saying is if you're within 1,000 feet of significant brush. Now, again, this is something coming in off our chat room, and I haven't checked it, but I did see the beginning of an article that said that insurance companies around Ventura were looking at homes to see where they were located at. And I do know that this is, you know, insurance plays such a big part because all these people that are rebuilding, they're, you know, like Keswick. Keswick said, like, there's like two houses left out of dozens in Keswick, including the firehouse that was burnt down. So you start looking at insurance companies, and, you know, I haven't had a wreck in 50 years. I mean, okay, that's not true. But one that was my fault. But yet the insurance rates in California keep going up. When I ask why my insurance rates keep going up, the answer is it's because you live in California. So now you figure your fire insurance is going to go up. But what about people that live in areas like Keswick, or they live out in the forested areas like Shingletown, or where you live, Bob, or where you live, Ashley? You live out there. If the insurance companies take a look at this and say, you know what, they burn off up there a lot, maybe we are going to have to raise their premiums to the point where it gets very, very difficult to live where you live.
Yeah.
Because they're just going to, because, you know, it's burning down a lot. I mean, here we got Mendocino. 12,000 homes are threatened.
That's fine, kicking them while they're down.
Well, yeah. And then so while you're trying to, so while you can use the insurance to rebuild what you have, they're going to cancel your insurance. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see what the insurance companies do in the state of California after all these fires. We've got something like 100 fires burning throughout the United States, 18 of them right here in California.
I'll have to look at the
major
side.
Major fires here. That Mendocino fire is the second largest. Maybe at this point it's taken over.
Yeah, it's now officially the largest one
largest
in California.
Fire. So that's the question.
Okay. They have 77 buildings burned. And we have more than 1,000. So we still hold the record for damage. I'm not sure that's the record we want, but
no,
we
but,
have.
But as far as, yeah, I know. And and it may not be the most costly, but it's the largest. So so there's a question you have, you know, is that now with the, you know, with the insurance cost of redoing this, what is going to be the impact after that? Let's go to the phones. Rick, good morning.
Good morning from Nevada.
What are you doing over there? Did you get evacuated?
We bought some property, and I'm listening to you. And then you talk about insurance, and we bought a house over here, and the insurance, the people in the sold us the house, and the mortgage folks said, "Wow, USAA, why are they so expensive?" And they said, "You know, you can get a lot cheaper insurance, you know, here." And then I'm thinking that my auto rates would go down. No, because I moved to Nevada, USAA raised all of my auto rates. So I don't know what's going on here.
You moved to Nevada?
Well, we're still going to keep our day jobs, but, still going to, you know, bother Bob and Brenda, but, you know, we're going to keep our day jobs for years.
I see. So, but is Nevada's, insurance rates higher than California?
Well, I don't know. I'm about ready to find out. I'll report back to you, but they shouldn't be. I mean, this is rural Nevada. We're not in downtown San Francisco or Oakland. I don't get it. It makes no sense at all.
Okay.
Because there's less people there. So you have to raise it. You need to pay more.
I'm going to get to the bottom of it, but it doesn't sound right. I've been with USAA since 1980, and they have really ticked me off at this point.
Well,
I mean, you people move over here because of the tax rates and whatnot. And, you know, I'm one of them. So it just makes no sense to me, but I'll keep you posted. But I think you guys got something right. I'm almost subscribed to the theory of what you were saying. They're trying to drive people out.
Well,
it's
one of the things is that if you know what, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, ever. But Agenda 21, where people start moving down into along the paths or the lines of communication so they can be taken care of better and protected better. So if you're living out there in the hinterlands in the woods, they can't take care of you as well. And we've got 4,600 firefighters and, you know, 192 dozers and all this trying to fight our fire. At the same time, you've got a 300,000-plus acre fire over Mendocino going for it. If they do get to the insurance, what it's going to do is cause people to move in. It's just going to.
And by the way, to your listeners, you used to have Agenda 21 radio on your program. It went away.
It did, because there was other things that he did that were just totally outside the pale. So, and we're going to talk about Alex Jones in a few minutes anyway. Anyway, thanks a lot, Ranger.
All right, take care.
You bet. Okay. Hey, it's 7:32 in the morning, and we're getting ready to take a break. Hey, this Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew, Rocky Patel representatives are going to be here and talk about their newly released cigars. Current and new release cigars will be offered a buy two, get one free. Again, from 5 to 8 p.m. At Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday, August the 10th. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important? Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460, 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 7th of August, 2018. 64 degrees, going up to 104 today, though it probably won't hit that 104 because of the smoke cover we're under. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas and Propane, 365-3793. And the air quality index is very unhealthy. I think it's up to, what, 193 or something?
192.
Pretty much. 192. How far does it go to?
I believe 300 is the cap, but
300 is when people drop over.
Basically, yeah. It's incredibly unhealthy right now. It's 192. At 200, it becomes hazardous.
Okay.
And this is for all groups.
Okay. Now, right now, it's hazardous for older people, young people, people
yes,
with
it's,
asthma.
It's unhealthy for everybody.
Unhealthy and, for everybody, but it could be hazardous though to people that have asthma conditions, lung conditions, very young, very old.
Yes. I was just talking with my sister outside. She says she's going to put lipstick on her mask to make them fashionable. That is her plan.
Okay, you got a lot of ash in your yard? Hey, let's get the ash out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, wear the right gear to clean ash. Wear cleaning gloves, proper dust mask rated N95 or P100 sucking in the ash. Wear a long-sleeved shirt and pants with socks to avoid skin contact with ash. If you get ash on your skin, wash it off. Use the right vacuum. If you want to use a vacuum, use a proper HEPA filter vacuum on ash. Again, make sure there's no chance the ash could ignite before you start to vacuum it. Don't use leaf blowers or regular vacuums. They don't have HEPA filters. They blow dust and particles into the air. Brian Daly has, if you go to his website, and they have a number of resources for the car fire victims. They have also have information about debris and ash removal. Lightly sweep and mop patios or walkways. You can clean hard surfaces indoors and out by slowly, gently sweeping them with a broom followed by wet mopping. This is for people, you know, these are, we have friends. Their house didn't burn. And she was just literally in tears because there's so much ash inside the house. That, and as Bob found out, the food that had rotted in there after 5 days, that it they said they
process.
Literally thought they were going to have to throw the refrigerator away. And she says, "No, you know what? This is almost a brand new refrigerator. Bleach, 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 and then coffee beans. Stuffed it full of coffee beans, and it absorbed the odors finally. But there's so much ash, and the insurance agents are saying this: don't get rid of it. Don't get rid of it." Because the insurance agents have to see it. Now, I don't know if you're running into this, my friends, but I have many people here that are saying insurance agents aren't going to be there for 10 days because it's a priority. And if your house didn't burn, it's just been damaged, they're going to get to you eventually. Or if it hasn't been damaged, then they're going to get to you after they've gotten to the burnt, damaged in this. And I kind of understand that. But that means you're supposed to be living in this ash, which is terribly unhealthy. And they said if you have to clean something, keep the rags. To show them. I said, why can't you just take videos of it and photos and show, hey, look, this is what it looked like. Because, they, you know, it's you can see, it's just the floors are covered with this. The furniture is covered with this. There was an organization, a friend came in yesterday, and some people were coming up from Sacramento. They were trying to get them on the show today, but they were in the midst of doing a cleanup where they pull everything out of your house.
Yeah,
they ship it down to Sacramento and they put it in these kind of these hermetically sealed big containers, and they clean it with a mixture of ionization and these other things that takes all the smell out. We're going to try and get them on so we can talk about cleaning
But, okay, in most cases, when you're inside, you can gently sweep the ash. Try not to put it in the air. Then followed by wet mopping, clean the mop and broom carefully. Put collected ash in a trash bag and tie it tightly. Leave your yard alone. They say they warn about washing your land. It's potentially hazardous and may not be feasible for most residents anyway. If you must clean a spot of, on the lawn for your dog, and I never even thought of that, mm-hmm. but for your dog, and this is really heavy ash. We have not, I'm sure we have ash in our yard. We obviously do. But the dogs can become allergic to it, too, and they get on, it gets on their feet, on their hair. So you've got to be prepared to kind of, you know, damp rag them off, too. You don't want to water from a sprinkler. You know, stir up ash before it finally wets down. You can do lightly sprinkle the lawn each day for several days. Wear an N95 mask. Don't let the water run, especially into the gutter. Avoid washing ash into storm drains whenever possible. Again, it's the reason for this is that this ash is toxic in many cases. Mm-hmm. It's not just ash from a tree, like a fire. It's ash from burning petroleum products in the houses. And the retardants are also dangerous to get on you. So all of this is in this ash. It's not just stuff from wood. Your car. Take your car down and have it washed at a washing place.
Yeah.
Because you don't want, again, you don't want to be washing the water or having the water go down into the waterways.
And it's more important now than ever to make sure you're going as locally owned as possible.
Oh,
so
yeah.
With all the getting your car washed and getting your nails done, all of those simple things, go locally owned as often as possible because this community needs it right now.
I have noted.
Also, let me finish this, okay, guys? Wet rags, paper towels for small surfaces. Wash up when you come in. Make sure it gets off you. Keep people and pets safe because they're especially vulnerable to this. They should stay inside during the cleaning process. Again, wash the ash off their paws, faces, and furs of your animals if they go outside. Okay, now. You know, going to local businesses, great idea.
Well, I have noticed our local disaster recovery companies are pretty overwhelmed. I've seen some out of town disaster recovery folks. Again, the warning about make sure these folks are licensed, bonded, authorized to operate in the state of California. That is not somebody who just slapped a vinyl wrap on a van and they're out fleecing the victims.
That's true. You want to make sure they've been in that they're a bonded insured company. They have a license for it. That they aren't just Carl and his merry band of cleaners. Carl's Cleaners. How long have you been in business? We started today.
Yeah, last week they were doing drywall.
That's right. Well, yeah, and it wasn't very good drywall. Okay. Just other things, you know, that we're talking about trying to get back to normal. The Shasta High School still has the assistant
resource center.
The resource center down there at Shasta High School
until tomorrow.
Until
7 p.m. tomorrow.
7 p.m. tomorrow, and then Thursday it'll open up someplace else. Tomorrow we're going, or today at 8 o'clock, we're having Aaron Reznor on, who went to a meeting yesterday talking about the way forward. And Aaron Reznor, who is a candidate for city council, but also the co-owner of all the Dutch Bros around here, along with her husband, Chris, will join us at 8 o'clock to talk about the way forward and what they're planning on this. And the dramatic effects we're going to have during this cleanup, because this cleanup could take an extensive period of time, and depending on how much the feds get into this, it could be very extensive, and there could be a lot of regulations on this and how we do business here.
Mm-hmm. I want to mention once again this new website, collaboration between City of Redding and County of Shasta. It's called, get ready to write this down, ShastaReddingRecovers.org, O-R-G. That's www.ShastaReddingRecovers.org. And it's it gathers together a lot of information. I was just looking at it. It's got where you can go to get help. It's got the current activity map up on it. Notifications. You can sign up to have stuff sent to your phone. Where to go for supplies and shelter. Start finding out about where you're going to live now. Where's some financial assistance and rebuilding. So a lot of good info.
Already several million dollars has been collected.
in these sites. So they're going to start working with people to make sure that they have it. So, okay, now I want you to put this on, not only on our chat room, but I want it to be on Facebook and then also onto our website. So let's make sure all that happens today. Yeah. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after the break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Home Helpers is out there, you know, with all the houses that are burned down and people being moved around, you may need some help at the home. Well, give Sharon Clark a call, 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day, 226-2380, I'm sorry, 8350, and or check out readinghomehelpers.com. Sharon will be, it'll be there to help you with this during these emergencies. We'll be right back. It's exactly 15 minutes before the hour.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Fork tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Prawns, fried chicken, whatever you're in the mood for. Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading. Do you miss those dinners at Jack's when Mike always greeted you with a smile, a napkin, and always knew what your favorite drink was? Well, Mike is back.
Hi, this is Mike. Join me this Tuesday and let's celebrate old times.
What would be great after a long day at the office? Meeting up with friends for drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles at a live comedy show. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino in Overtime as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy an amusing, knee-slapping good time with stand-up comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8, so grab your friends, head to Wind River Resort and Casino and enjoy the show with different comedians each week. No cover charge. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Redding Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50 mile per gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage, and like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It's 18 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock right here on the 7th of August. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. the newest branch at 1845 California Street. They're there to help you, especially after this disaster. Go down and talk to them. They, too, are your neighbors. They, too, have been affected by this fire. See how they're moving local dreams forward. They're not stopping just because of a small thing like this fire. You know, I want to go into a couple other things here that's happened, short things. West Hollywood City Council has voted unanimously to send it to the Hollywood City Council of removing Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You know, I thought about it, and I thought, well, you know, again, we're down. It's pretty petty. We're at this petty level. It's been petty a long time. And then I thought about it because every time they put it back in there, somebody smashes it again. This could just be a way of saving money. Yeah, hey, look, every time we put it in, somebody destroys it. So, you know, let's just get rid of it
all
right
now.
All
I have to do to get Alex Trebek's star off of the place is just keep smashing it?
Keep smashing it.
Okay.
Alex Trebek. Okay, I don't want to go there with you because I'm sure it's something from your child.
No.
When you were a child,
that was the first one that came to mind.
You were forced to watch this.
No, my parents didn't like playing Jeopardy with me after, like, age 12.
Okay. Alex Jones. Okay, we know who Alex Jones is. This is the guy that is into conspiracy theories. He's in that, what's the name of that organization he's in? Newsmax? Or what? It's not that. It's
I could have spouted it just a minute ago.
Anyway, he's
InfoWars.
InfoWars. He's been tossed off of Facebook, YouTube. I think Twitter's taking a look at it. And people are screaming that his rights are being taken away. Well, no, they're not. Alex Jones... If you're on, and just like it's just like right here on our station, his First Amendment rights don't count. This is not a government thing. This is not a freedom of speech question for the government can guarantee you. This is a privately owned radio station. I make the rules here about what I want to have on here, and everyone there isn't one of my hosts that don't know what the rules are, and there isn't one of my producers. That's there running the boards and producing these shows don't know even better what my rules are. Is that correct?
Yeah.
This is my station. I don't want Alex Jones on. I'm just going to say that. I mean, just if he was here, I don't want him on my station. Guess what? Alex, you're off my station.
Yeah.
I can do the same thing to anybody that's on here. I choose, you know, I don't because we're very much in support of our shows and all this. But it's not a First Amendment thing. And people are getting wrapped around this thing. It's some kind of First Amendment thing on this jerk. It's not. It's
the
privately
rights of the business owners versus...
Yeah, it's a right of a business owner. Now, you could say, what right do you do that? You are taking my right of... Since you are a large business that controls so much of the airwaves... Mm-hmm. When you do this, this damages my business.
Yeah, and if he had a radio show that was entirely swear words, you would not like what he's having to say, and you could take him off the air.
Because the FCC...
But
it goes back again to, it's a private business out there.
Yeah.
And a business has the right to decide who they want to be in their business. However, then you go into the civil rights portion of the people we're suing. Well, you didn't build me a cake. That's right. I didn't build you a cake because I do not agree with your
I reserve the right
to refuse service to people. And they got sued and people got put out of business and they got fined and it just worked. One of them worked its way up to the Supreme Court and said, no, you can't do that. Not under these conditions in Colorado. So can Alex Jones sue YouTube? Saying that you've violated my civil rights.
He won't win. But he
you can sue a ham sandwich, as the old saying goes.
Okay. What do you think?
I think that we live in a country where people like Rachel and what's her name, the MSN, your MSNBC girlfriend,
Rachel Maddow.
Well, and then who's the other one you were railing on yesterday?
Joy? No.
Name starts with an M.
See.
Well, anyway, all of them, the whole bunch of them,
there are so many,
are free to spout their stuff. That's true. To absolutely ignore it.
And you also, though, are free to not listen to things and all this. But what they're saying is this is a private entity, and they have a right to say who they want to have on their show.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the bottom line on that one. So it's not a First Amendment right. Now, here's, but what about this? The New York and Governor Cuomo is going after the NRA. NRA sells a an insurance policy for gun owners that get into a shooting to defend them. Mm-hmm. They also sell insurance in other levels, too. And what New York has done, it's gone after the insurance company, saying you're good doing business with a business we do not approve of. And we think it's dangerous.
That's
and
nice.
No,
that's
they have true. Gone after two of the insurance companies, and they fined them for doing business with the, essentially for doing business with the NRA. NRA is now suing the state of New York, saying you can't do that. You cannot pick a law-abiding business and tell people not to do business with them, and then sue them using the state's powers and their justice departments to sue companies that do business with us. Because, you know, what, you know, well, I don't, he says, Cuomo says, well, that's too bad. I won't lose any sleep over if the NRA goes out of business. And, but what he's doing is he is using the state of New York's
power
to promote his view over a business. Now, why not do that with other groups then that you don't agree with?
That sounds very Russian.
This is just in New York. But what if, what, let's take it to the next step.
When did we?
I don't like what Tucker Carlson says on Fox Radio or Fox TV. Let's just say he says that. Everybody says that Fox News is, you know, they're the Trump believers and, you know, the Trump supporters. Well, you know what? I think that, frankly, without that point of view, our state could be better. So we're just going to have insurance companies. You can't do that.
Without that point of view, our state could be better.
There you go.
There's
the thought police. Thank you very much, well, George Orwell.
I mean, whether you agree with the NRA or not, when you start doing this,
regardless,
this is not a slippery slope. This is a slippery cliff.
Yeah.
When you hit that part, when you do this,
it's the differences in opinion that make this country great.
Yeah, and it's
okay to disagree.
But and then to go after them. And see, this is it, is that if you go after, you're not going after their ability to say anything. You're not going to ability. Oh, you can still do this. We're just going to kneecap you enough to take away your funding because insurance is a fundraiser for the NRA. So he says, well, we're just going to take that money away from you. And now the insurance companies and the banks, that's the other part. That's why the NRA is suing. Says, well, we have money of our investors and all this that we can't even put in the banks because now you're going after the banks that do business with us. As you have seen, banks have stopped doing business with certain companies that sell guns. You know, that people, they're not letting their credit cards be used to buy guns.
Remember, well, now they got rid of the cigarettes, and they'll get rid of the guns, and they're going after the snack foods in New York. Mm-hmm. Where does all that stop?
It doesn't. It doesn't until you
what
have
the control over our day-to-day lives stop?
Well, we talk about liberal fascism, and people go, oh, how can you say liberal and fascist? Well, it's easy. It comes right out of my mouth. It rolls right off my lips, off my tongue. It's easy to say that. It's easy to say that because it's happening. And they talk about Jim Acosta, the CNN reporter, goes, I need protection because people were yelling at me. Well, because I was a reporter from CNN. Well, first of all, you're not a good reporter, but that's got nothing to do with it. You know, maybe they're yelling just because you're incompetent, but I'm sure that wasn't it. But then you've got two conservative reporters. They go into a place to have lunch, and they're being followed by Antifa that are screaming and everything, and then they're ordered out of the restaurant because of who they are. I mean, come on. And so, do they need bodyguards too? Have we reached a point that if you're in the news agencies, you
only
need a bodyguard?
Only if you agree with certain people, then you get bodyguards. But
I felt like my life was in danger at the Trump rally because people were saying things to me.
Yeah.
Really? Well.
I think gun owners have a different point of view. Jim, you need
to get someplace where your life's really in danger. And you're going to find out that people, you know, yelling at you from behind a fenced-off area. I mean, nobody was coming across the barriers there to come at you. They were on the other side, this 70-year-old lady looking at you and yelling, CNN sucks! CNN sucks! You know, I mean, I think you have a right to say that. I don't think your life was going to take you down and stomp you. Anyway, okay, here we're going to take a break. We've got Aaron Reznor with us here. And we're going to talk about a big meeting that happened yesterday and the way forward here of where we're going in Redding and Shasta County. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour, townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Writing, we need Troy Balderson in Congress. President Trump on Twitter this morning, urging Ohio voters to choose a Republican over Democrat challenger Danny O'Connor. The race, which polls say is close, is considered crucial ahead of the upcoming midterms. And Ohio isn't the only state where ballots are being cast today.
The contests in five states today pit the strength of President Trump's coalition against anti-Trump resistance from Democrats.
You got to get out and vote. You got to get out, because they want to take away what we've given.
The president over the weekend, alongside Troy Balderson, an Ohio state senator struggling to win a House seat in a traditionally GOP district. The president's backed him in the special election and a more polarizing Republican in Kansas's gubernatorial primary. He roiled the race yesterday by endorsing Secretary of State Chris Kobach instead of the state's sitting GOP governor. Kansas is among four states holding primaries today. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The first set of U.S. sanctions on Iran, suspended under the 2015 nuclear deal, are back in place as of today.
The sanctions took effect under an executive order signed by President Trump. They target financial transactions that involve U.S. dollars, Iran's automotive sector, the purchase of commercial planes, and metals, including gold. In an early morning tweet, Mr. Trump said the reimposition of the sanctions mean, quote, anyone doing business with Iran will not be doing business with the United States. More U.S. sanctions targeting Iran's oil sector and central bank are to be reimposed in early November.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Employers posted slightly more openings in June than the previous month, resulting in more available jobs than unemployed workers for the third straight month. On Wall Street, Dow up 165 points, NASDAQ better by 16. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
People in Kenya and Tanzania observing the 20th anniversary of the Al-Qaeda attacks on the U.S. embassies in both countries. More than 200 people, including a dozen Americans, were killed.
Two large truck bombs targeted U.S. embassies in Nairobi and Dar es Salaam, killing hundreds, injuring thousands, and destroying property many meters away. Al-Qaeda took responsibility, and the name Osama bin Laden was thrust into the limelight. 3 years later, Al-Qaeda would attack the heart of America as two hijacked planes crashed into the World Trade Center in New York. Osama bin Laden has since been killed, but global terror has since assumed many faces and claimed thousands of lives.
The BBC's Ferdinand Omondi. Congo's health ministry says three more cases of Ebola have been confirmed in a northern province. The country faces its 10th outbreak of that deadly virus. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Pentagon is restricting the use of fitness trackers and other devices.
Because of concerns that troops and other defense personnel could be tracked, the Pentagon is restricting the use of fitness trackers or cell phone applications at sensitive bases or in certain high-risk war zone areas. A memo obtained by the Associated Press does not expressly ban fitness trackers or other electronic devices, but it says apps on personal or government-issued devices must be turned off in certain operational areas. In January, the Pentagon took note when the GPS tracking company Strava published the global heat map showing the locations of subscribers to Strava's fitness service around the world. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety is warning that cars and trucks equipped with electronic driver assist systems
A Nazi-stopped vehicles could actually steer you into a crash if you're not paying close attention. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 on the 7th of August, 2018, 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 3225 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. They have an event here Friday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. when they're doing a Rocky Patel representative is going to be there. Good morning, everybody. Here we are, and gosh, what is this, day 15, 16? 17? What is this? I've lost track. Bob, what's the weather look like here for the next week? And give us the air quality index, if you can.
Well, I have this app called Dark Sky. You've heard me mention it.
Yeah, several times.
This was real uplifting. Forecast, mostly cloudy. Nearest precipitation is 571 miles to the southeast of you. Oh, dear me. 72 degrees on the rise, and today's high will be somewhere between 104 and 108, depending on where you look. Lots of smoke, lots of haze, not much wind. Today's high, as I said, 104. Tomorrow, 105. Should taper off, cool off a little bit on Friday. Only in Reading can you say 99 and cool off in the same sentence and get away with it. The air quality is unhealthy and bordering on hazardous. If you go to the hardware store, get yourself a mask. Make sure it's 95 or 100 rated on that mask.
By the way, it's 190. It's right 192 right now. The air quality index, which is unhealthy. At 200, it becomes hazardous.
Yeah.
At 192, for children, for elderly people, and for people with any type of heart or lung condition, stay inside.
Yeah.
Stay inside. If you have a swamp cooler and you haven't cleaned it out, clean it out. If you're just moving back into your place, empty the water out of it, wash it off, wash the filters, or you're going to be breathing in ashes.
I was looking for one of those inside air filters, could not find one. Anyway,
we have one in our house that's running constantly in the bedroom.
I bet it's filthy right now.
Well, we take it out and clean it.
Again, 72 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793, out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business. We're here with Aaron Reznor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Candidate for Reading City Council. And she invited me to a meeting that was at 7:30 yesterday morning, but I told her, I'm working. I was working. I work 2 hours a day, and this is part of the work. But you went to it. Can you tell us what that meeting was about?
Yes. So Shasta Regional Community Foundation gathered all of the nonprofits in the area, or all of those who are doing work and in regards to the car fire recovery and relief, because the foundation is really dedicated to mid to long term relief, and they feel like that they're an organizer. So they bring everybody together to see what it is that everybody was doing, so that we could share what are you doing now this week, what are you doing next week, and if we could share what were your mid to long term goals. If you could think out 4 weeks, what will
four
you be
weeks.
Doing?
Yeah, can you think out 4 days? All these organizations, I mean, it was numerous organizations.
Oh, numerous organizations. So
everybody that's trying to help.
Everybody that's trying to help. So whether that was the Chamber of Commerce, or whether that was McConnell Foundation or NVCSS or Hill Country Clinic or Red Cross, the Y, I mean, the list, there were probably 30 different Stronger Than Car. There were 30 different organizations
there.
Or so that were there sharing what it is that they're all doing. And it was very interesting because one part of me was extremely motivated and inspired by all of these organizations that jumped immediately at to fill needs and to attempt to fill gaps. I think that we're still trying to figure out where those gaps might be and how it is that we best fill them. So I was very inspired by that. But I also was slightly surprised that it still doesn't feel like that we have a case management plan or case management team in place to handle each of these. You know, if there are 1,000 homes that burn, they're going to need to be case managers.
There's going to be, when you say case managers, first of all, there's got to be an organization, or it's got to be an umbrella that's over all of these.
Right.
Okay. And a case manager is I come in, I come to somebody and say, oh, my house is burned down. I need help.
Yeah. So typically in a situation like that, that could be someone like, the acronym is VOAD. Typically that would be, and they would come in and they would set up different committees, and they would say, like, this is the faith-based committee and this is the finance-based committee, and they would each be working on different, like, projects to manage, but there still really is going to need to be. In Sonoma, that's Catholic Charities who's managing that case or plan and the workload.
So the Catholic Charities are managing everybody that was injured or been
affected
by the fire then?
Yes, yes.
So it comes through their process because they've got the administration that can do that.
Yes, that's what's going on in Sonoma at the moment.
Do we have anything here in Reading that you see? Or this is one of the things you were talking about. We have all these people that have these assets to help, but...
This is solely my personal opinion, but we do have that within Reading. I think that they're all looking for someone to say, or a collective whole to say, you need to be that person. Mm-hmm. I know that there's funding so that they could hire. There's various funding that has come in that would allow for the hiring of case managers. NVCSS does something along those lines. I know that Hill Country Clinic could do something along those lines. There are those options in the community. But there's not necessarily, which I think is the bigger problem, is that we don't necessarily have one person who's standing up and saying, like, This is what we need to do to the public. Like, this is what we need to do. We need to be taking action. At the moment, it sort of feels like everyone's still trying to, I don't know if get their head above water is correct, but sort of figure out what all of the steps are, and that we're not really leading in one unified direction yet.
Well, I kind of get that, you know, and not to be negative, but I kind of get that feeling too. There was, you know, during the midst of this fire, and it's, I guess, you know, sometimes people say it's hard to, remember that you're there to drain the swamp when you're up your butt in alligators.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
Well, you can use that later on. But here's the thing is we need somebody at a leadership level here to say, this is what's going to happen. You know, we are working in this direction. We need somebody that, you know, the city needs a press secretary that works with the city and the county, one person that deals, that goes out and goes to the media and says every day, this is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it. This is what I need your help in, media, to get the word out on these things.
Yeah, I know that the county and the city both appointed Brian Crane to be the disaster recovery director. So I'm not sure if that could be something. I mean, I'll ask
It could come under him. It could come under him that says, this is what the word we want to get out. And some days it's not going to be a lot. Some days it will be. But...
Yeah, I think one unified, and everything, all the research that I am doing is saying that even if there are state and federal funding that's coming in or national organizations that are coming in to lead, that one of those key points of recovery going well is that local piece, because we understand the circumstances. And so I think that there's really this dance, and it probably really needs to be a strong dance, not a delicate dance, pushing for as many things that we can keep local that we possibly can.
Well, I want to talk about that, too. I'm going to take an early break here because I want to talk about that, because Barry Tippin's going to be on tomorrow morning at 7, and I talked to him about that, about our local organizations here. When I say local organizations, I mean like construction and all these. How are they going to play in this thing? Because this is huge. This is so much bigger than anything we're used to. But let's just discuss that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They are offering to people of victims of this fire to bring in your jewelry. You know, if your jewelry, you know, if it's damaged or if it's just extremely dirty and all these, they have dealt with fires before. They have been in fires themselves. So please bring it down to 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's free. Have them look at your jewelry, clean it up, repair it as they can at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Aaron Reznor, candidate for Reading City Council.
Hi. this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly, and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Pavick of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Family, friends, and a close-knit community. Things that have always been present in the North State. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center's motto has always been, supporting local, we're all in it together. And in the wake of the devastating car fire, these words ring true. Joe and the entire staff at Orchard Nutrition Center would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to the men and women of our first responders and countless volunteers in our wonderful community. Many of the Orchard Nutrition Center family of staff have been evacuated. With varying hours of operation, Orchard Nutrition Center remains open. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center on Locust Street in Reading. From the Orchard Nutrition Center family to yours, we're all in it together.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 with Carl and Dubai. Linda's on assignment today, and what she's doing is cleaning up areas after this long week. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy started this business 10 years ago. It's the largest privately owned, gun or weapons and firearms instruction company in California now, up in 40 counties. And I'd just like to give him a big shout-out and a thanks for he and my wife and his wife put together a birthday present for me. And I just want to thank him publicly on the air. That was very touched. I'm totally surprised by it, so thank you a lot. But if you're looking for extremely good firearm instruction, check out usgunpro.com or give him a call at 999-1822. We're here with Erin Reznor. She and her husband celebrating their 12th anniversary yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. Yep, yesterday. We went on a walk with our masks on.
With your mask. Okay.
Just the two of you? Take,
just the two of
did
us.
Did you take the gang with you?
Okay. No. No. My boys are in. I had a friend who flew out here because Chris and I have been working a lot between Dutch Rose and between volunteering and trying to do what we can in the community, that and the air quality being super bad, that I had a friend who offered to fly out here, and she took our kids back to Idaho so that they can play outside and swim and stuff. So I'm super blessed by them.
They, you know what? I wish we could do that with a lot of people. But, again, when you say Dutch Bros, you know, founded Dutch Bros down here, expanded, done so much in our community. I mean, just extraordinary things you all have done in our community.
Oh, thank you. We're just trying to do our part.
And then you got into the political side of it so far and running for city council this year.
I am.
And we're talking about all these organizations that came together yesterday morning at 7:30, over 30 organizations that want to help.
Yeah.
And my question on this, and which Aaron and we both kind of had here, was who's in charge? Who's going to take it and point everybody in the direction? And if I come to Aaron and her organization, I say, I need this, is she going to be able to send me to somebody else that could actually help me?
Yeah, I mean, that was the conversation. That was advice that Shannon Phillips from McConnell gave, was knowing what it is that each organization could do, and then who does what you don't do, and being able to point them in that direction. So, like, for instance, I had no idea. I mean, I've been out there trying to find all of the answers, and I had no idea that the YMCA is doing free drop-in child care if there are parents who are trying to sift through their stuff and they need somebody just to watch their kids.
See, that's the thing that, you know, we're here and we're trying. I've got three people all looking at things that we can come in and talk about.
Totally.
You know, today about how to clear the ash out.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, where do we go? We put it on our Facebook. We're putting Facebook after Facebook entry out there. It's where you can go. So you can go. And we reach, you know, several thousand people that way. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that.
I didn't know until yesterday.
I didn't know you could drop your kids off if you're doing that there.
Yeah.
And there's places that are giving free, free dinners. I think tomorrow on the 9th, which would be Thursday, Jersey Mike's is having a fundraiser for the fireman that died all day long. 50% of the proceeds all go to his family. And so, but those are things that free glasses at Dan's Optical and another doctor in town, Carrie. That's not right.
There was a gentleman there yesterday who was talking about eyewear and being able to replace that to do free exams, those sort of things. So
Dan's Optical out in City Shasta Lake is doing that. But there's just trying to get the word out.
Mm-hmm.
And there should be a clearinghouse.
I've been trying to there should be a clearinghouse.
There should be a clearinghouse. You just go click.
Well, I do know that there are a lot of things that are listed on Stronger Than Car, and I do know that the city is putting together a website that has a lot of links on open.gov.
Well, Stronger Than Car is something that you and Tyler Whitlow and a couple other people put together. Is that correct?
Yeah, Kimberly Johnson of Children's Legacy Center. Mm-hmm. I sit on the board for Children's Legacy Center, and the board made a strong decision immediately when the fires broke out that we would shift from our capital campaign for the Children's Legacy Center and focus on that this was our new greatest need.
Mm-hmm. So, there's that question of the umbrella that been put someplace, and where, you know, it's kind of like you have all the roads. You have the hub, then you have all the spokes going out. We don't have a hub, really, right now, where all those folks come in and there's somebody in charge of making sure that if it comes in from the east, you can push it to the west.
Yeah, I don't think we're doing a very good job of clear, concise messaging. I think that you just said this before we left, but we need a press secretary. I know that the county and the city are doing a really good job of working together.
Mm-hmm.
I think that all of the officials, whether they be from Cal Fire or the city or the county or the state, I think that they're all really doing a good job of working together, but since most of Redding is not in immediate danger, we're not doing as good of a job as we were doing before at sharing all of the information that we could be sharing with the public. I think that people just need to know. They need to know all of these aspects. There should be one landing page. It should be an easy thing because, yes, we have the lack, but if we're honest, not every person is going to feel comfortable going in there. There's the person who, for a sense of pride, may not feel comfortable going in there. And then there's also a person who may not have transportation. available to them to get to the LAC. And so I feel like we're not doing it. I think that there are, I think that we're making efforts, but we're not doing a very good job of sharing what the mission is. So we need that. I think that we need some more city leadership that can do a better job. Personally, I think that we need some city leadership leadership.
We need a clear mission statement.
Yes.
And then our goals of how to get there. Mm-hmm. And and I know what the mission statement should be, something like, you know, something to the effect is that we're going to rebuild Shasta County, and restore and working together, blah, blah, blah. But it also needs that people need to understand what that is. I mean, right now we're still putting out a fire.
Absolutely. We are not even halfway contained.
And not even halfway contained. And it's moving just when you think it's moved away, then it swings around, comes back.
That's right.
Hey, you guys from French Gulch. You thought you were safe? Here we come again. Well, I think they fought it back there, but those people were evacuated again. So the fire moves away. Now it's moving into Trinity County, and our neighbors in Trinity County are now fighting for it now.
Mm-hmm.
But here in Shasta County, we need to have that. We need to have a clear mission statement. We need to have clear goals. We need to have our priorities set. And we need to be able to move forward with this in a plan, a clearly thought out plan with milestones that says we're going to do this and this and this, start simple and just move on out.
Yeah. And be assigning people. I mean, that's what you do in a business. When we're coming into new construction, we come up with, this is the end goal. This is where we want to be at X date. And then you start assigning subcontractors. You're going to do this. You're going to do this. You're going to do this. This is the role that you play. This is where you excel. And we need to be doing that. People need to see us working. They need to see what it is that we are all doing.
And you know, here's something else too. We're getting millions of dollars funneling in to the, you know, from all over. You know, God bless people from all over, you know, all over the world.
Yeah.
People are funneling money in to help
very
us.
Very generous.
Very generous. Well, who's in charge of that?
Well, it's very difficult to monitor. I probably shouldn't say this, but it's very difficult to monitor something that is a, I shouldn't say monitor, I should say to vet where money goes for somebody's like GoFundMe or something along those lines. We have 700 GoFundMes that are in relationship to car fire.
You're kidding.
700. Kristen Trader said that yesterday, 700.
Well, now see, I have a problem with that because if it was like Dutch Bros GoFundMe. Now, that's a company that you can, or Tri-County's GoFundMe,
you know,
for car fire. These are ones that you know who they are, you know, they're businesses. How many GoFundMe sites are out there are just GoFundMe, rip me, I want to rip you off sites?
That was something that happened a lot in Sonoma County during the fire.
That's what I read.
Across the board was this, the fraudulent, whether that was contractors or just people taking advantage of the situation. So whether that's a fraudulent GoFundMe or whether that is fraudulent contractors or any of those sort of things.
It seems like all that money should be pushed into one fund with one fund administrator.
What? I have my opinions about that, but...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean,
are you against that?
No, I'm not, because I think that it would be really great if we could keep that money local and had some sort of local oversight on where it is that money...
That's what I'm thinking.
I really think that that's the key to mid to long-term recovery, because the other aspect is that at the moment everyone is running on adrenaline. And so we're good running on adrenaline for 2, 3, 4 weeks. But what it looks like for 2 to 3 months later on is that it starts to set in. The sexy appeal of the fire sort of wades away.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when people start struggling with depression, that's when things set in that everything is gone. That's when things really turn. And I know that in other areas that that's something that's still a struggle.
Well, that's what Santa Rosa is looking at right now. Statistic, only 25% of homes are rebuilt in 5 years after fires like this.
In Santa Rosa, they only have 7 so far.
They only have 7?
7 homes in 10 months.
That's in the town that
burned. In Santa Rosa, they've only had 7. Yeah, they've only had 7 homes that have been rebuilt. I personally think that there's a lot of things we could do as a city to show our town that we are going to win and we're going to do better at that. But
I'm just dumbfounded on that one.
Well,
we know that.
Not acceptable.
We've got to find. It's not simple. See, first of all, just the clearing of everything. How long is that going to take?
Do we, you know, and see, those are the kind of things, that's the type of information we need to get out as fast as possible. Okay, your homes are, you see, if people's home is destroyed or damaged, they need to know that the cleanup is going to start now. You know, that we're bringing it in, and that this is what, these are the steps to it, so that everybody can look at these things and say, okay, I see it's happening, I see it's happening, and I, you know, so that they have something to hope for.
The permitting department yesterday, a gentleman from the permitting department yesterday told me that it will probably take 6 to 9 months before something like that was ready. And so they're not concerned at the moment.
You mean 6 to 9 months before the plan's ready?
No. 6 to 9 months. They were not concerned about approving plans because if somebody got plans in the next 6 months, that would give them sufficient amount of time with the amount of staffing that they have at the moment to turn around plans, to redline, to go through all of those things, because it's going to take so long for that cleanup. But it's not going to, in their opinion, it's not going to be a burden on the planning department.
If you brought in your plans now, because we've got plenty of time, because it's going to take us a long time to clear your property.
Essentially, what they're
about. Got to take a break here. And you know what? That's absolutely true. I can believe that because of how they're going to have to dig down and, you know, how far they're going to have to do and take this ash and all the damage out of there.
It's a lot of work.
However, it's like we were talking about, if you have a plan and goals.
That's right.
And people can see this. They see
right.
that, okay, we get to here, here's there, and I can see that, and there's hope. You have to give people hope.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't give them hope, this is when they have 7 houses built.
We need a win.
We need a win. Mm-hmm. And we need a win as a plan, and somebody stand up and say, hey, this is where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here with Aaron Reznor. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. You know, been in the business for over 50 years. And they are a local business that care about our town. Businesses, homes, if you need help there and you need help with security, give them a call. 243-0295, North State Security. An ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back.
Blinded by the light. Another owner in the night, blinded by the light.
Date August 1st. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 1st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome. Special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Contact Olivia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 1st, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Fork tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Prawns, fried chicken, whatever you're in the mood for. Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Redding landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Redding. Do you miss those dinners at Jack's when Mike always greeted you with a smile, a napkin, and always knew what your favorite drink was? Well, Mike is back.
Hi, this is Mike. Join me this Tuesday and let's celebrate old times.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR1460. This portion of the show brought to you by River Song Common Senior Living. 301 Hartnell Avenue, and it's our own little beach, and it's our own little small cruise ship right here in Renning for people that live there. It's not assisted living. It's a place that has superior and carefree living experience, a gourmet chef, activities director. They have it all there at River Commons. Give them a call, 238-5981. I'm here with Aaron Reznor, candidate for Reading City Council, co-founder of Dutch Bros here with their husband, but also been involved in our community for 12 years here, or as long as you've lived here.
I've lived here my entire life except for college. But, yes, we've been business owners here for 14 years.
For 14 years, but you've been also involved with the community.
Yes, actively involved in the community, I would say, since that time in a giving sort of way, but
yeah.
boots on the ground probably a lot the last, like, 5 to 10 years or so.
Right. And a surprise to some people, but not to others, that you decided to say, hey, look, I want to try and change the trajectory that Reading's in.
I think that if you're an active person in a go-getter and you really care about your city and you feel like that you can help, there's only so long that you can sit on the sidelines and help from there.
I'm getting a lot of things coming in from displacement of people.
Mm-hmm.
And let me go back into our chat room. A lot of people are getting into the chat room and discussing things, but just things that we have talked about. The money needs to stay local. We need to have the cleanup, and the building has to be local as much as possible to build that impetus forward.
Yeah, when Heidi Corrigan from O2 Staffing, who is the president of the Chamber Board, yesterday said that when the Chamber called all of their members, so 800 businesses or so, they called, the biggest thing that they were in need of was essentially some sort of assistance for making payroll, because most of them took a week off during evacuation or they had limited mm-hmm. hours, anything along those lines. So I think that as leaders of our community and just as community members, that we need to push as much local work as we possibly can, and that way I think that it'll help us for recovery. Local people understand the circumstances here, what it's looked like long term.
Mm-hmm. I agree totally. Now there's another comment. After being at the FEMA and OES, its Office of Emergency Service mm-hmm. briefings, as they discuss the cleanup, it all seems to be about having big national contracts. And again, it may be because that FEMA has certain levels of participation and
they have the contracts and requirements and restrictions for
insurance. I know is a big one.
Insurance is a big one, but I do think that there are local contractors. I think that there are local companies who have the capacity to do that, and so I think that we should fight for that as much as we possibly can.
I think we need to too. Okay, so you want to bring in this big contractor? Then every one of his subs should be from right here.
They should.
If you have a bulldozer. If you have a bulldozer you ought to be clearing houses. You ought to be working in the cleanup, in my opinion, a local guy. Or backhoes, or whatever it is, our cleaning services, our, you know, our paving services, all these concrete
yeah.
all this stuff, all should be local. As long as we can do it, and then if when our local resources there's not enough, then we start reaching out further. And
again,
we, like maybe circles out.
Yep.
Okay, so we've got us, Red Bluff, Chico. Then we start working our way down to Sacramento before we start in bringing them in from Missouri. Right away.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's the way in which that we help the economy at the same time that we are helping recover.
What would you do? Okay, Aaron, now you're in a position in there. We're going to rebuild.
Not yet, but hopefully.
No, I'm saying
when.
If and when. And when you're, if and when you're in that position, we're going to rebuild. Do we really take a good look at how we're rebuilding? What kind of changes are we going to make?
Ooh, these are all the fun. These are all like the fun things for me. I love the development side. I think that we can incentivize a handful of options for those people who have built or who are rebuilding, whether it's like water and sewage connections or whether it's impact fees or any of those sort of. If we can promise them an expedited process through the planning department, I think that the planning commission and city staff can come up with there's a lot of really great ideas that we can do.
Can the city and county go to the Fed, since this is a major disaster, and say we need money and just waive all those fees and get it from the Feds?
I mean, that's what I'm researching at the moment.
Okay.
Of whether or not there can be some sort of offset or funding.
Yeah. So we can totally waive all that stuff. Okay,
yeah.
That'd be great. That's
yeah,
a lot of money.
I understand that if there's money in which that can pay for case management and pay for caseworkers, I don't know why there couldn't be some granting or some money that can be utilized for staff hours to offset some of those things.
Are there things that should the city council look at changes in the way when we build things, not necessarily the houses and all that, but the spaces? I mean, this thing came right down in town. Is there a way of looking at how we protect ourselves here, that, you know, in our city, that we can do away with some of the underbrush that's surrounding our city and things like this?
I think that we have to be looking at options like that. I think that we have to be looking at what our current policies are and where our current policies have led us. Some of those policies, though, are at the state level. Some of those are at the federal level. I think that as a city council member, that I would be advocating for us to do a better job. I do not believe that this has to be our new normal. I don't think that we have to be. I just don't accept that. I think that we can do things. I think that anytime that something is broken, that's an opportunity for us to fix it.
You know, here's some of my comments on our displaced local veteran numbers. They're estimating between 1,400 and 2,600.
Yes.
Veterans are displaced.
I talked to the Veterans Resource Center yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And
Brad Long?
Yes. And he was saying that they're sending veterans all over the place trying to get them, because it's not just necessarily those who lost their homes. It's some of them who have also been displaced, or maybe they're smoke damaged and they have any sort of health issue that inhibits them from living in that home, and so they're trying to move them around. What I'm actually a little bit nervous about is that after they have found and moved around, they're estimating that roughly is about 2,400 veterans that have been displaced or will be displaced, and that after putting them everywhere, those who were not chronically homeless before, that we will have about 500 of them left to house and to put somewhere.
Yeah, and already they're overrun. And, I mean, they've been building places and putting people in, but they've been.
I think that we have to start working.
This is not overwhelming everybody. It's not. It is a daunting task.
It is a daunting task, but it can be done. There are people working on those projects at the moment, on what it is that emergency shelter housing looks like, what our. There's a meeting on Thursday to discuss amongst county folks and a handful of. Citizens to discuss what some of those emergency housing options could be. Kimberly Johnson has been working on all of those.
Are we looking at FEMA trailers, Aaron?
I think that we're looking at all of the options.
All the options.
I know that the IKEA Foundation and the UN have I think IKEA, everything comes in.
IKEA? IKEA meaning like IKEA?
IKEA, like the furniture?
Like the furniture?
Yeah, yeah, actually.
That we could put together. We could put together a house
it comes
with
into,
a screwdriver and a wrench.
Yes, and it comes with two. And it comes in two boxes. There are all of these. No, hey, listen, I'm looking at all of the options.
What about the
here,
tiny
Carl?
Houses options and all this?
Yeah, there's tiny houses.
Somebody said, Stillwater, you're shovel ready.
My husband and I talked about that last night.
Shovel ready, it's got sewers, it's got electricity, it's got all that stuff, and we're going to be connections, but is it a place to put RVs and people with trailers and these things temporarily?
Yeah, I think that we have to change, the Planning Commission would have to change some zoning ordinances, but that's a piece, in my opinion, that's a piece of cake to start okaying some of these, like a tiny house community. I know that Rad Studios put out an example on their social media yesterday of a tiny house option that they have designs for right now, that they have three options for right now. So I know that we can, there are people doing some work in some really fascinating areas. We can get moving on those things.
I know I have a friend that's into that, and mm-hmm. we've been talking about it, and this is the kind of thing that they just have to be able to expand their ability to construct them. Mm-hmm. You know, to be able to take care of these things. But, you know, we've sold Stillwater to this company. I don't know if when they're planning on bringing people in there, but maybe they can loan us, I know, 100 acres or something to put people in. You know, I'm not sure. But there are ways of moving. We've got ways of doing it. And somebody said, you know, that when you said seven houses in Santa Rosa, and Santa Rosa is a more affluent community, am I right
yeah,
about that?
Yeah, actually what ended up happening in Santa Rosa for some of those people who were not middle to upper mm-hmm. class, who were trying to find housing, that they ended up just having to move out of the area because one-bedroom apartment rents on average for $1,200 a month. So that's substantial. I mean, we have students in this community who can't – I have staff who absolutely – who are students who work for me and work full-time and can't do that, can't afford that and pay for tuition.
No, you're absolutely right. Let me take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. And when it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is a community's choice. We'll be right back with Aaron Reznor.
Posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zawet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
KCR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. It's exactly 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 7th of August, 2018. And it's 74 degrees, going up to 104 today. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Air quality index is now... 203. That means avoid long or intense outdoor activities or consider moving them indoors. Sensitive people, avoid all outdoor activities. It's very unhealthy right now. We've reached a very unhealthy mark at 203. So I think as it goes up to the part where it gets hazardous. Now, where do we buy the mask at, Bob? I know that the hardware stores, I know Ace had them. I don't know if they still have them.
Even Walmart has a section. And you want to look for N95 or P100. Yeah.
Right. N95, P100 mask.
Yeah. Yeah, because you want to protect yourself.
Gift. It's the gift you give your loved ones. You know, hey, honey, here, happy birthday, and here's your mask.
They're an average
$10.
That's
what my husband gave me for our anniversary.
A mask. You know what? That shows love. We're here with Aaron Reznor, co-founder in this whole area, co-owner of Dutch Bros, and who's been involved in our community for 14 years and now is running for Reading City Council this November. We're talking about the amount of agencies here, well over 30, that are capable of helping, but the lack of case management on it, and the lack of an overarching
umbrella.
You know, we have the aid center here, local aid center. That's at Shasta High School, but it's moving, I think, tomorrow evening. It's going to move Thursday to someplace else. Know where?
No, we do not. When I was there asking around, do we know where we're moving? And they said no.
Now, see, that to me...
I'm hoping that it's... I'm a Veterans Hall.
I've heard it's Veterans Hall.
I mean, that seems like the logical place. I don't know if they can fit everyone,
Veterans
but that
Hall
seems logical.
Has been taken for the next 2 months, for all through August and September. So to me, it would be logical to move it there. It would also be logical to go to the Union Pacific and tell them take down all those signs because people are going to park there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you want to have a shootout in your parking lot because people can't get into it. But let's go into we've covered about the rebuilding. You came up with a statistic talking to Santa Rosa people: 7 houses built since their fire of last year.
Yeah, it's so saddening.
And so many people here. We need to find out one. We need to have a way of passing information that's better.
Yeah, it would be great if we had a quote unquote press secretary.
A press secretary at the city county level that could work. You know, that people would funnel information into this. Here's the phone number and the email address to funnel information in. And then they could then put it back out. They could make announcements. They could show up on our shows. They could show up on the TV. And they could just, you know, just run their mouths everywhere.
Honestly, I feel like that we've needed that for a long time. I think that current leaders, when they went into their positions, that or I'll just say, I think that Barry and Roger Moore have both been trying to do make a much better effort to be present on social media to interact with the community, but I really think that we need to hire somebody whose sole job is that.
And, you know, they have somebody that's putting out a lot of notices, and she's doing yeoman's work, but she's not pushing out, like, coming out on the TV, on the radio, and all these places, and being at places where people can ask questions. We need a place where people can ask questions.
Yes, you do.
And if they don't know what the answer is, and it's okay not knowing an answer. Just say, look, you know, I'm going to find out, and I'll at 5 o'clock tonight. Or 6 o'clock tonight, I'll brief you.
I'll share that on this.
Share that. Okay. The other thing we need is I think we need to take a look at how we get the word out if there's an emergency
in
the city,
in
county. Did it work? I realize this was a fast moving fire, but what are our procedures for telling people we're in trouble? A lot of people had no idea and they were confused. And then once people get confused, you know, right then they're angry, but then later on they really get angry because why didn't we know this and why didn't somebody say something?
Well, there's a number of mechanisms in place, and because we're in a kind of a media transition, the EAS did go off with several of the initial things until the FMs were damaged.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, we can, if we got a call from the sheriff's office, we can initiate an EAS from here, the emergency alert. So maybe those procedures need to be written down. Also, you can set up your phone so that you get the code red alerts, and that a lot of people are reluctant to sign up for something like code red because they don't want to be tracked.
Well, a lot of people don't even know about code red until this happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. They did not know about this.
I don't think that they knew about it.
That EAS didn't go off. I'm sitting here looking at our EAS. And before the FMs got taken down, it was not coming out. It said fire danger Shasta County. See, what I'm looking at is something that says from our city to the people in this city is that these blocks. And then if it's loudspeakers and you're coming down, or if it's the reverse 911 call, anything you can do.
Well, I got that on that Saturday morning after we had departed. That was on my answering machine. But when we saw the ash coming down like snow, we packed it up.
Well, and, you know, part of it's common sense. But the other part, though, is
I think that there were a lot of people who were very secure in the fact that it wasn't going to jump the river. I think that there were a lot of people who were very secure in that. I know there are people in the neighborhood right next to mine that there's a lot of damage in that neighborhood as well. And that they were very secure that it wasn't, because it wasn't. And there's a delicate balance between alarming people and scaring them and making sure that everybody is prepared. But I think that we have to look at that. That's what you do in areas where there are tornadoes and those sort of things.
Is there something as simple as the big sirens? I don't want to go into War of the Worlds here, but sirens in neighborhoods, if they go off, you know, if they go off, the first one is get ready.
Yeah, they do that in the South for tornadoes.
Why not? They do it for tornadoes and everything.
Now, they have Amber Alert, and, of course, they had the system that went awry in Hawaii, but it's not fully implemented. And I'm wondering, why are the feet being dragged in implementing that system?
If you have a neighborhood watch, why don't you have phone numbers of specific people in the neighborhood with air horns that could go around?
Yeah. Well, so that's what happened in our neighborhood, is that we have a group that we're very close. Everyone is in a group text message.
Mm-hmm.
And so our neighborhood was evacuated earlier than when they were knocking on the doors, because we were all prepared and talking amongst each other. But
we have a neighborhood like that too.
But that's not every neighbor, and you can't expect for that. As leaders, we shouldn't be expecting others.
Liability is a big thing too.
Aaron, thank you so much for coming in here today. There are so many things that are going on. Again, Barry Tippin's going to be on tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. We're going to be talking to him about a lot of these things. There are so many ideas that are flowing right now that we cannot be a year later only having 7 houses built.
Absolutely not.
We cannot stand for that.
I don't think that we can. I have faith that there are people who also will stand with me and say that that cannot be us. But I think the part that has been most incredible about this, and that I've heard from numerous firemen who I'm friends with, I had a Cal Fire captain say to me the other day, I've been on 100 fires that were wild like this, and he said, never has a community supported us in the same sort of way. He said, I was in Santa Barbara saving multimillion-dollar houses. And they didn't thank us in the same sort of way that this city really rallies around each other. And so that's the part that gives me hope.
It gives us hope because we are a city that can do this. This is, you know, Reading Strong is not just a saying. We're going to put it together and we're going to rebuild our city. We're going to be bigger and better. And we just need to get the leadership moving forward with us and new ideas, everybody. But we're going to do this together.
Absolutely.
Okay, tomorrow, Economic Development Corporation, but Barry Tippin will be here at 7 o'clock to discuss what he knows about what's going on and then the changes here. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned up.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.